Father Daryl Good will lead us in devotions at this time.
Extend Christian greetings to each one. On behalf of the local congregation, welcome here to the school. Teacher Inspiration Day, as I thought of that, I thought and looked over the program. I trust that we will have an inspiring day. As we think of the program, the various topics before us, it looks like a good day, and I trust that that will be our portion. So I was thinking of an inspiration this morning. My thoughts went to Matthew 19. A couple verses. Matthew 19, verse 13 says, "Then were there brought unto him little children, that he should put his hands on them and pray, and the disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, Suffer little children, and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. He laid his hands on them and departed thence." I don't know how you teachers find it, as I've sat in board meetings and whatever, heard different things throughout the years. You often hear the term the February blues and how long the winter can be. Well, this winter isn't probably that long in a sense because we haven't had much, but maybe there's times that you feel just get a little tired. And maybe you're looking forward for the end of the school year, however all that is. But Jesus here, I would like just to think a little bit about what he did. Here he was, maybe tired, maybe wanting a break, I don't know. But here comes the parents with their children. They brought unto him these little children. As teachers in the classroom, you, in a sense, are the hands and feet of Jesus. Jesus showed his love. Jesus showed his compassion. Jesus showed sympathy and care and all those things to these children. Well, we, in a sense, can't bring our children to Jesus to have him lay his hands on them. But as children come to you in the classroom, you can be Jesus' hands. You can show Jesus' love. You can show Jesus' compassion and care. The disciples thought, no, they should go away. But I like Jesus' response in verse 14. He said, "Suffer little children and forbid them not." Have you ever had a child in your classroom that you really wouldn't have minded if he would have stayed home that day? And maybe the next day, and maybe the next week, and maybe for the rest of the year, because it would just make everything go a little better. Maybe you've never thought like that, but if you're human, you probably have. Well, Jesus said, "Suffer the little children, forbid them not." And I think we have a very good example there for us. As you lead out, as you take your place, being the hands and feet of Jesus, forbid them not. Every child is special to Jesus, and every child should be special to us. And as we show that love and compassion, do they see that? Do they sense that? Are we being what Jesus would want us to be? Verse 15, he laid his hands on them. No, you maybe don't physically lay your hands on them, but in a sense, are you laying your hands on them and giving them your heart? Do they see your compassion? Can they feel the love that you have toward them? May we be inspired. May we be challenged as we go from day to day, as you go from day to day. Take your place. Be what Jesus would want you to be. Live out his example. Show to the children that you have in your care the love that Jesus has for them. That will inspire, that will help them, that will draw them in the right way. And your classroom will be blessed by it. Let's kneel for a word of prayer.